Facebook poetry, which is really just us taking spoken word, a written word, and making it spoken word from our social media posts. Now, what is poetry, right? It's just something that makes you feel something. Well, sometimes when I look at our Facebook page, I feel some things. So we'll just post like a random question and we get some comments on there. So in Facebook poetry, we just read it to this nice Zen music. Very simple, right? Reading Facebook responses to Zen music. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The post we'll grab today from was, "Hey women, confess something that y'all do, but you don't usually admit."
Oh, no.
So this is the things that all women do, but they never admit edition of Facebook poetry. I secretly throw away his bad, ugly, and worn-out clothes and then deny it when he asks me about them. Not even shocked. I know my wife does that to me.
Because someone has to make the move, and it's not going to be the guys.
Do you do this? Well, maybe you wouldn't tell me. Ladies, be honest. We all shave the hair on our toes.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got hairy toes?
Not hairy. I feel like maybe after a while, I think it maybe just keeps growing further down the leg.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Facebook poetry, the things all women do, but they never admit edition. Do the smell test on potentially dirty clothing before deciding to wear it or not. That's right. Men, you're not the only ones.
Yeah, I think that especially like if there's like a sweatshirt or something and you wore it for like 2 hours the day before, you got to give it a little sniff. Does it smell bad? Can I reuse this? Yeah.
And this woman commented on her own post and she put in parentheses, "And let's be honest, we all wear a bra for 3 to 50 days straight, depending on our mood and how much we sweat."
That's very so true.
3 to 50 seems like quite
okay,
the stretch.
Okay, I mean, because it is. It's kind of random. And then I think you'll, even if you have multiple, like, bras, you're going to find one that's better than all the others, and it's going to be your favorite.
So is that kind of, is that where the smell test is coming into play? If it don't stink, you're just like, all right.
No, I don't even think, I don't know if I've ever smelled a bra.
I definitely have, And finally, the things all women do, but they don't want to admit edition of Facebook poetry. Picture their entire future life and envision their future children with a guy that they just met and have decided they have a crush on.
Yeah, you have to think, is it worth it? Can I see my life with him?
Is it worth it? You just met the guy.
Well, yeah, but can you see life with him? Can you think about what your kids would look like? If you're already picturing us two having a kid, you're probably not going to make it work.
I mean, was he even interested, or did you just literally just meet the guy, or does it not matter?
It doesn't matter. We got whatever going on in our own mind. You're not going to stop us.
How many mental children do you have?
Well, you just kind of picture it. Are they going to be cute? Yeah.
Okay, and then if you're like, that kid might be ugly, just...
Well, especially me having red hair, I'm trying not to make my kids have a hard time growing up.
Right.
Which
right.
I think that could really factor in.
So are you worried that your kid's going to be a redhead? Is that, you live in fear of that?
Well, I'm worried about having a male redhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
No, Ron Weasley.
Nobody wants that. Facebook poetry. I feel inspired. I hope you do, too.
It's the Morning Playhouse on Y94.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.